Hello everyone, this is Cambridge Riffs again. It's the sixth show. It's the end of March and spring is in the air, I think, finally. The tree outside the window is blowing in the wind, but it's I can see a hint of pink blossom on it, so that's good. We've got a great show today to look forward to. We've got the greatest twangy guitar solo you've ever heard. We've got an ex-Cambridge singer who has gone on to make a successful career, as well as all the unsigned bands that we normally have. And also we've got a Tears to Picardy to look forward to. But to start with, a great song by The Shivers called Wasting My Time.
Wake up yawning, same story, different morning. Yesterday was the same, like some old familiar game. I'm just a way.
Fantastic. That was The Shivers with Wasting My Time. Great song and great band. I saw them with the Broken Family band at the Junction, and they were fantastic, you know. So go and see them. So this is Cambridge Riffs. We go out once a month, and we feature bands from Cambridge, basically, mostly, although we might stretch a point occasionally. You can check out our website, www.cambridgeriffs.co.uk. And there's another band here. It's Portion. We've played them before, but they've got a load of great songs. So here's another one. It's called Speedball. And watch out for the sly reference to Robbie Williams in this song. See if you can spot it. Okay, this is Portion.
Thank you. going on. I'm trying to be late. As the lights get across my face, we need to think again. Why you to be late? As the night people across my face, where the hell are all of my friends? And it's in the pages smothering humanity, cause all that we aspire to is widescreen TV, and how to become another cheap shit celebrity. And while another ex-fat boy burned a member, Jones rock sheet trying to break America, ironically enough, they never really wanted to know. Another teenage suicide in cyberspace, and takes message in a bomb and into its own language. New generation to 21st century protocol. While our peers disappear off the arse of Hollywood, we're selling out our job, ripping off rock gods. I think about as well, go and think myself a hoe. I've been trying to be late. As the lines keep across my face, we need to think again. I've been trying to be late. As the lines keep across my face, where the hell are all of my friends? Do you ever wonder if you may be going insane? Or they're just hanging out, trying to get a hold of your brain, but don't think too much. Your life miserable. Cause if you think too much, it can ruin your health. And mother hypocrite, then maybe I betray myself. And if I'm so paranoid, how the hell am I supposed to know?
Portion Speedball song, and yeah, great song. I really like those songs with loads of lyrics sort of spat out, you know. Ironically enough, they never really wanted to know. Very good. Okay, yeah, so go and see those guys live. They're apparently really good live, so go and see them. Right, it's next song. Yeah, this band, it's one of these ones where I'm stretching a point. It's not really a Cambridge band, but it's got a Cambridge connection because I used to play bass in this band. I don't anymore, so that's okay. It's fronted by this great frontman, Steve Wright. He's an Australian, and he's fantastic. He plays every gig as if it's a huge stadium, which is really good. So even if you're in a small pub, he's just there, you know, really rocking. So check them out. Check out their website and their MySpace account. Go and see them live. They're over in sort of Stony Stratford, Milton Keynes sort of area. And this song is called Green Jealousy. That was Green Jealousy by Potion. And check them out. Go and see them. Great band. Okay, so, they were called Potion, and the previous one were called Portion. And when I saw that before the show, I was thinking, I must try and work out some tenuous links between all the songs. So I'll see what I can do, but I'm not sure that I can think of any others. But anyway, so this next song is by a band called The Ninth Plan, and it's got a great feel to it. And I couldn't work out what the feel was. It's so sort of, there's no pretension. It's so unaffected, you know, and just really good. And I was thinking, is it sort of like 60s, you know, Halcyon days? And then I realised it was sounding like a bit like the Stone Roses, you know, which is fantastic because, I mean, we need more of the Stone Roses sound around, you know, just really, you know, great tune, nice sort of bit of effects on the guitar and things like that. Yeah, great song this. So, this is, it's called She Got Good, and it's by The Ninth Plan.
I'll carve my name into your heart just so that you know where we start.
She Got Good by The Ninth Plan. I really like that song, really like it. Okay, so here's another tenuous connection, Stone Roses connection. This next song's got a sort of a tempo change in the middle, and it reminded me of that fantastic Stone Roses song, I Am the Resurrection. Do you know that song? It's just great on their first album, one of my favourite songs of all time. That there's something good about it, the way the chorus just doesn't come in and doesn't come in and then suddenly comes in quite a long way through the song. I Am the Resurrection, fantastic. And on the album version, it sort of stops, and then there's a sudden tempo change, and old John Squire goes into this great long solo. And this next track's got that sort of tempo change, so that's it, tenuous connection. But it's a good song, and it's by a band called Darwin, but the I in Darwin is mutated to a Y, and the song is called Fall in Line.
Thank you.
Great drums at the end there. That was Darwin with Fall in Line. This next band's called Vow of Silence, and some of their songs have got singing on, but this one, appropriately enough, hasn't got any words, and it's a really nice feel. And the song I'm going to string two together, and the song after that is got no lyrics either, and it's by a band called the Sound City Riot Act, and it's called Laker, I suppose you pronounce it, which is the dog, the Russian dog, you know, which was the first living creature from Earth to leave our planet. Went up in a spaceship. She didn't last long, unfortunately, but let's dedicate these two songs to her. Okay, so Reflections by Vow of Silence and Laker by Sound City Riot Act.
Hey!
Yeah, so the first song there was Reflections by Vow of Silence, and the second one was Laika by the Sound City Riot Act. And they were a possibly post-rock band, maybe, do you think? And when I first saw their name, Sound City Riot Act, I thought they must be a punk band or something. Surely a post-rock band should have a name like Godspeed You Black Emperor or Explosions in the Sky or something. But anyway, good songs. Okay, so yeah, this is Cambridge Riffs. Hi, we do a podcast once a month and play mostly Cambridge bands. And one band, actually I said I was going to play on this show, was a band called Zebra Room, because I went to see the Red Stripe Bands competition at the Junction, and I got there a bit late and I missed Zebra Room, but I got severely hassled by a couple of women from the fans of the band, I suppose, trying to get me to vote for them. But I hadn't seen them. But I said I'd play them on this show, you know, if they gave permission. And I contacted them through the MySpace thing, you know, and I haven't had a reply. So if anybody knows Zebra Room, let them know I wanted to play them. And if they get in touch with me, we'll put them on the next show. Okay, so here's another great band. This is Error 404, and the song's called Nobody's Perfect. Yeah, that was Nobody's Perfect by Error 404. And Error 404, that's File Not Found Error, isn't it? There's this great website on the web featuring Error 404 of the week and all sorts of stuff like that. You know, you can find it on Google. It's really good. I like that thing about the internet where you get just completely, utterly useless sites that somebody's taken the trouble to compile. That's really good. Okay, so this next song is as I mentioned at the beginning, by one of the artists who he's not unsigned, and he's but he used to be in Cambridge, and he's sort of gone on to be successful. And it's Boo Hewardine. I don't know if you know him, but he used to be in a band called The Bible, which is a great band, and they had this song called "Honey Be Good," which is one of my favourite songs. Just really good song. And since then, he's been a solo artist, and he's done things with lots of other artists as well. And this his most recent album's called Harmonograph, and it's got I think it's a collection of songs that he'd written for other people or something. And the song we're going to play is a song called Slow Learner, and apparently this was written in Nashville, and he was doing this sort of thing where you go into a room with another songwriter, and you try and write a song in 2 hours. Sounds really scary. I think this one wasn't actually written there, but I really like it. It's a great song. It's one of those songs where, you know, you take a phrase like "slow learner," and you know, you just look at it from a different angle, and that makes the whole song, and you know, beautifully played and sung as well. So, Boo Hewardine with "Slow Learner."
And you think by now I'd know what a mess you'd make of me. You think by now that I would see I'm a slow learner. And we always seem to start the beginning of the end. Some things are hard for me to understand. I'm a slow learner, and everybody knows, everybody sees. I guess everybody's just smarter than me. Some things you just can't see. And you think by now I try to learn from my mistakes. My heart bends, it just won't seem to break. I'm a slow learner, and everybody knows, everybody sees. I guess everybody's just smarter than me. Some things you just can't teach a slow learner. And everybody knows, everybody sees. I guess everybody's just smarter than me. Some things you just can't teach a slow learner.
Yeah, "Slow Learner" by Boo Hewardine. I like that. I like that song, and I like that sort of feel that, you know, everybody else knows what's going on, but you just don't know yourself. And the album's Harmonograph, and it's out published by M Vine Records, and you should check that out. It's a website, mvine.com. It's a bit like MySpace, and you can put your band on there, but they have this thing that you can download tracks, and you can get paid for them, and you can they'll also the best ones of each month or something, I don't quite know what, can be, they'll put them out as an actual CD. They'll do that for you. So it's a way of sort of like, it's a bit like sort of, you know, record label combined with MySpace sort of thing. So check that out, mvine.com, mvine.com. Okay, so another site you should check out is cambridgebands.com, which has got lists of all the bands in the sort of Cambridge area, and you know, links again to their websites and lots of details about you know, what's going on. And they organise various things. One of the things that they're organising in combination with Hope Street Music is an evening. It's on April the 27th, and they're playing it's headlined by the Shivers, who we played at the beginning of the programme. And they've got a whole lot of good bands on, some of whom we've had on this programme, like New World Record and Badwell Ash, for example. So go along to see that, 27th of April at the Junction. Okay, so this is the last song in the show, and it's by a band called The Swings, and they had three songs on their MySpace account, and they were all great. You know, I wanted to play all of them, but this one particularly attracted me because of the twangy guitar solo, which I promised you at the beginning. So if you want to get your songs played on Cambridge Riff, stick in a twangy guitar solo, folks. I liked it because it mentions, you know, British place name Aberdare, took the train to Aberdare. And you get that in American songs always, you know, things like counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike. And, you know, it took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. And, you know, they're really dull places, probably Saginaw. I don't know, I haven't been there. But like the New Jersey Turnpike, it's just, you know, the M25 or something. But it just sounds great in the song. And it's so difficult to get British place names in songs. And you know, the more, the merrier, I think. And the third thing is it features as well, which I mentioned at the beginning, a Tierce to Picardy, which you should watch out for. So this is something you can, if you don't know already, you can impress your friends at parties with it. So it's that sort of thing where you get the whole song's played in a minor key, like A minor or something. It goes through all the way. And then just the last chord of the song, it switches to A major. So Tierce to Picardy. It's a Picardy third. You know, it goes from the minor third to the major third. So watch out for that. And watch out for this great song by The Swings called Guys Again.
There was a time not long ago, a girl who played piano stumbled out this way to meet a guitar man. And they both played sweet melody, which reminded me of Johnny just before he led to that place I don't know where. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I would give my eyes if I could see that guys again. I took the train to Aberdare, I walked around for hours, whistling them songs I remember oh so well. Because the last thing that I saw was a photograph of Mary. I never understood why she had to leave so soon. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I would give my eyes if I could see that guy's throw my precious side deep into the night. Stone with the devil, look into his eyes. I can run, but I can't hide from the fact that still remains. I would give up both my eyes if I could see that guy's, see that guy's, see that guy's again. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I would give my eyes if I could see that guy's again. There was a time not long ago, a girl who played piano stumbled out this way to meet a guitar man. And they both played sweet melody, they sang a voice of angel, they shone their beacon out to an audience of one. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I would give my eyes if I could see that guy's throw my precious eye
deep into the night. Stone with the devil, look into his eyes. I can run, but I can't hide from the fact that still remains. I would give up both my eyes if I could see that guy, see that guy throw my precious eyes deep into the night. Stone with the devil, look into his eyes. I can run, but I can't hide from the fact that still remains. I would give up both my eyes if I could see that guy, see that guy, see that guy again.
Yeah, that was The Swings. Fantastic. I really like that. I'll definitely be playing more of them. Okay, so we've come to the end of the show. Thanks for listening, and take care, and watch out for the next show.